Yeah.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Kevin Miller. This is the What Drives You podcast, where we focus on your drive. Your drive is working in some areas of your life, producing great success, yet in other areas, maybe not so much. Let's get clarity on what you value, what motives are helping and hurting you, and get you fully into alignment so you're driving further and faster and enjoying the ride. Enjoying the ride versus achieving the destination, which is more important? Well, it may surprise you that I would say it depends. We all have something we want, and the clarity of what we want and why is what makes up our drive. The cultural and high achiever perspective is to be, you know, super disciplined, give everything up for the sake of the end goal, delay all gratification for the sake of the prize, and never, ever, ever quit. Well, we all know people who did this and they never found any joy. So let's talk about this and break it down so you can apply it to your drive.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon. Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of 7 requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Enjoying the ride versus achieving the destination, which is more important? So my dad, Dan Miller, wrote the career classic, 48 Days to the Work You Love, which later was updated to 48 Days to the Work and Life You Love. It sold over 2 million copies. My dad lived this out. I only remember a couple brief times where he worked at anything that he didn't truly enjoy. And when he was doing those few jobs that he didn't enjoy so much, he was spending all his spare time looking for an alternative which he would love. And he always found it. I realize now what a gift this was. I never witnessed my dad dreading work the next day. If anything, he was happy to go to bed so he could wake up to the new day and new opportunities, new ideas. I never saw him grumpy in the morning about going to work. He was always inspired. Doesn't mean he never had hard times. He had a successful automobile business that he sold for some reason, and he bought a health club. I still have no idea why he did that. He found some joy in some of the work there, but overall, it was a horrible fit, and he literally lost everything, literally. Anyone else, I think, would have declared bankruptcy. That's what people told him to do. It was my sophomore year of high school, and when I went clothes shopping for the new year of school with my mom, I had to pay for my own clothes. Which sounds harsh, but I knew at the time the only reason I had money is because Dad had taught me and given me opportunities to work, and that's why I had cash. But Dad made some mistakes, yet he was always seeking and growing and working in things where he found purpose and meaning and joy. And again, what a dramatic gift that that was my exposure. That was my world. I took that on for myself, and I've also not really ever known a day where I dreaded work. I never dreaded the next day or getting up in the morning. Wish I could, just keep sleeping in the morning instead of going and doing something that I was interested in. Same for my brother and sister as well. So I saw that. What a gift. What a gift. Yeah, thinking of a parent, if you're a parent, what a gift that you can give to your children if you can do that. And man, just what to really hold in some concern if you're not showing them that. So every day, again, to be driven and enjoy the ride for the most part, what a gift. However, I had many times where I didn't give enough focus to the destination. That's the other side of it. I was driving, enjoying the day, not really looking at the destination. I had multiple businesses that were shiny objects, good opportunities, and I went after them, driving with gusto, only to later realize I didn't find a whole lot of love in the pursuit. Maybe I had partnered with people I shouldn't have, and I wasn't gelling with them. I had one successful business endeavor that I really thought, oh my gosh, here's a problem. We got to fix this. And I went after it. It was in the real estate and lending industry, and we succeeded. Business was a success. It should be where I made my fortune probably. But I realized I didn't care about real estate and lending. Nothing wrong with them. It just wasn't about me. And I was on the side doing some stuff back in my cycling industry that I really found joy and purpose in. And I just quit, told my partner, we made a sale that doubled our business. And then I went out after the meeting and told him I was out. And ultimately the business went under, and it had been making good money, and probably would have done really well. I wish I'd cared more about the money as a destination and stuck with it till it paid off. That's another part of that. You know, money is a destination. I historically have not given enough attention to that, which sounds righteous, can sound righteous and altruistic, but to say you're not motivated by money, like I always have, kind of like saying, well, I'm not motivated by sustenance. Imagine being a caveman and saying, I'm just not motivated to go, you know, hunt or gather food and water. Okay, well, you're going to die. Well, you know, I've been digging in to Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Got some really old copies, original copies from my dad after he passed away. And a key, if not the key of the message of Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich is having definiteness of purpose and a clear destination. Well, I mean, I have a destination of I want to enjoy the ride today. That's valid. I want to enjoy the day. I also need to be better about being clear where I'm going, what the destination is. Now, I have friends who are on the opposite side. They're crystal clear on the destination, but would serve themselves well and everyone they're around to consider, what are the days going to look like on the way to that destination? Is there going to be any joy? And I found, and you have too, you've experienced it for yourself or others around you, where people have no joy in the day, always looking at that end goal, expecting to then have joy to arrive, right? Only to find it doesn't pay off, which is a bummer, as everyone around them, including themselves, was suffering from all the days and weeks and months and years of them not enjoying the ride. And I think you get the point here. I do want to give credit, though, to some projects, shorter term projects, because I was kind of on this bent, man, you need to enjoy the ride, you know, and the destination. Then I thought, well, wait a minute. Here's a story. About 17 years ago, I got convicted that we needed to build a big alternative home in Colorado in the Rockies. We didn't have the time, we didn't have the money, and we didn't have the know-how. Somehow we finagled our finances and we bought the land. We got a building loan. It wasn't near enough. We ultimately spent about a year and a half raising kids, running a fledgling business, and we designed, did the general contracting, and did a lot of the actual building of the house. I'm not really sure I enjoyed the daily ride that much. It was a lot of misery, a lot of complexity and frustration. I didn't even have time to think about it. I spent less time with my family than ever before. We had 5 kids at the time. I had always said, I'm not sacrificing the family for any endeavor. I did on this one. We talked about it, my wife and I did, and I think it helped that there was an end goal. And there was. I mean, you got to finish the thing. And finally, the day came, we got our, it's called a CO, your certificate of occupancy, and we moved. Got pictures of it, loaded up the cars and trailers and whatever we did, and moved from our old little home 7 miles away to this new, big, brand new home in the woods on dreamland. And boom. Destination arrived. The next morning we woke up and there it existed. And I am so grateful that we did that. And I would say it's absolutely worth it. Again, though, I do recognize that as a short-term journey with a clear end. And since then, I've gotten to be okay with cycles and seasons of hard work, hard initiatives where we do make some sacrifice, but with a clear end. And along that way, there was times I wasn't enjoying the ride so much, but I felt it would be worth it. And that's what we got to measure out. The rub is when we do this and it keeps going and going month in and out, year in and out. And we're not enjoying the ride. It takes a toll that's seldom worth the destination. You know, with the recent passing of my dad, who got a surprise cancer diagnosis that saw him take his last breath 6 weeks later after this surprise diagnosis, I now feel even more so it's arrogant to devote too much toil for a long-term goal that I could possibly never see. So there's no clear formula here. You've got to audit your own life, your own pursuits. Look at your joy in the daily ride and the expectant joy of the end destination. Look at the timelines. Get real with the actual costs. Well, thank you for joining me on this journey. I feel confident a lot of you guys can relate to the concepts here of enjoying the daily ride and being clear in the destination and honest about what it's going to provide for you. What are you trying to achieve there? Most of all, I hope that this brief episode has helped you enjoy your ride, drive further, and do better at counting the cost of it all.
Thankfully, the days of building a business website, then having this massive endeavor to integrate an online store are gone. Today, Shopify has fixed all that. I had one business where we actually built the entire website on Shopify's platform. So whether you're just starting out or you're selling $1 million of product already, Shopify is just the industry leader. It works the same for physical products or online and digital, and Shopify is just hands down the best out there. Most importantly, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. It's 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Getting people to buy is not that hard, at least to the buying point, but getting them to actually give their payment info is, and Shopify is king in that department. They also have top-tier customer service, which I think is critical. You can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Kevin. That's all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Kevin to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Kevin.
Thanks so much for joining me on this journey. I look forward to meeting you in the Drive Tribe community for ongoing discussions about each episode. You can subscribe to the Drive Drop newsletter for weekly updates. Find it all at kevinmiller.co, along with all our social media and video clips. Until next time, I hope this episode helps you drive further and enjoy the ride.